This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. Our correspondent reports that in Bihar, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya at around 11 a.m.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of several projects that are expected to boost economic activities, strengthen infrastructure and promote tourism in Bihar. With the construction of the 6-lane Mukamma Simaria Bridge over the Ganga River, agriculture-based industries as well as other industrial development around the Baruni refinery and nearby areas will gain momentum. This bridge has made commuting between North and South Bihar much easier. After addressing the program in Bodh Gaya, the Prime Minister will also visit Simaria to see this mega bridge. Local residents have urged the government to name the bridge after the national poet Ramdhari Singh Dinkar, who was born in this region. In view of the rise in cancer cases in the state, the newly constructed Bhabha Cancer Research Institute in Muzaffarpur will help provide better treatment facilities to the people. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, Mr. Modi will also facilitate housewarming for more than 16,000 beneficiaries. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai from Patna, Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In West Bengal, the Prime Minister will flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata at around 4 p.m. Further, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Indian Railways has announced 380 Ganpati special train trips to ensure smooth and comfortable travel for devotees and passengers during the festive season. More from our correspondent.
The Central Railway will operate the highest number of 296 services addressing the heavy festival travel demand in Maharashtra and the Konkan region. Western Railway will operate 56 Ganpati special trips, Konkan Railway 6 trips and Southwestern Railway 22 trips. The detailed schedule of special trains is available on the IRCTC website, Rail One app and computerized PRS. The halts of Ganpati special trains serving over Konkan Railway also can see on website. Bhavna, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that India's first uncrewed mission of the Gaganyaan human space flight mission, G-1, is expected to conduct its first test flight in December this year with a half-humanoid robot, Vyomitra. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan said that Gaganyaan is progressing well as 80% tests or around 7,700 tests have been conducted so far. He added that the remaining 2,300 tests will be completed by March next year. The Election Commission of India has appointed two observers for the upcoming vice presidential election. Additional Secretary of Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Sushil Kumar Lohani, and Additional Secretary of Ministry of Finance, D. Anandan, have been appointed as observers. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow during his 3-day visit to Russia. He also held talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov yesterday and reviewed the bilateral agenda while exchanging views on regional and global developments. India and Russia vowed to expand their bilateral trade in a balanced and sustainable manner. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the demise of NRI industrialist and philanthropist Swaraj Paul. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the contributions of Paul to industry, philanthropy and public service in the UK and his unwavering support for closer ties with India always be remembered. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, East Rajasthan, Gangetic, West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Madhya Pradesh today. The first ever Khelo India Water Sports Festival began on a high note in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir, with 17-year-old local Shikarawala Mohsin Ali winning the first gold medal yesterday. Mohsin, who rows Shikaras on Dal Lake, won the men's 1,000-meter kayaking race in 4 minutes 12.41 seconds, beating competitors from Odisha and Madhya Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.